In today's business news, a settlement in a closely watched criminal case. Frank Quattrone, the powerful investment banker who faced obstruction charges, will not face a third trial under a deal approved by a judge this morning. Quattrone was a central figure in the dot-com boom. He handled the initial public offerings of dozens of tech startups. NPR's Jim Zaroli was at the federal courthouse when the deal was approved. He joins us now from our New York bureau. And Jim, what were the terms of the deal, and what does it mean for Quattrone?
Well, this is called a deferred prosecution deal. It means basically that if Quattrone goes a year without violating any federal, state, or local laws, the government will decline to prosecute him and the charges will be dismissed. He will not have to admit wrongdoing. Quattrone always maintained his innocence throughout this. He also will be allowed to work in the securities industry again, which is a pretty significant victory for him.
Remind us what he did that brought him to the attention of prosecutors.
In December 2000, the federal government was investigating the way Quattrone's employer, Credit Suisse First Boston, handed out shares of stock in initial public offerings. Around that time, Quattrone sent out a note to his staff in the technology group reminding them that they should comply with the company's document retention policy. The Justice Department said this was a kind of a coded message to people to destroy their documents. Quattrone denied that, as I said, the first time he was tried. The trial ended in a hung jury. He was convicted the second time, but an appeals court overturned the verdict. The court said that the trial judge had instructed the jury improperly. Quattrone was in line to be tried a third time, but after the deal approved this morning, he won't have to worry about that.
Well, back to that deal, did prosecutors say why they decided to forego another trial?
No, and that was a big surprise. When the appeals court overturned the verdict in the second trial, it said that if the trial judge hadn't made that error, Quattrone probably would have been convicted. So a lot of legal analysts were expecting the government to try him again. But, you know, a lot of time has passed. The case would have had to go before another judge. The prosecutor who tried the case the first time no longer works in the Justice Department. So, you know, the government appears to have just decided to kind of cut its losses and move on.
And how did Frank Quattrone react to the judge's decision this morning?
Well, he beamed. He sort of started grinning inside the courtroom and then kept grinning all the way outside to the steps of the courthouse, where he read a brief statement basically saying, you know, he looks forward to having the charges against him dismissed and to resuming his business career. He didn't say what kind of business he plans to pursue. He also perhaps pointedly said he's going to continue to serve on the advisory board of the Innocence Project of Northern California. Now, Quattrone is involved with this group at Santa Clara University that advocates on behalf of poor people who are wrongly convicted of crimes. He himself is a person who always maintained that he was wrongly accused and that he was innocent. So presumably he feels like he can relate to some of the people that the group helps.
Jim, thanks much. NPR's Jim Zaroli speaking from New York.